This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Mother Nature is slamming the Pacific Northwest and Northern California. Heavy rain, flooding, strong winds, and the National Weather Service says this severe weather is going to last through the end of this week. The AP's Haya Penjwani.
A major storm sweeping across the northwest United States with strong winds and rain caused widespread power outages and debris.
We have a lot of road closures, especially on the arterial streets.
That's Maddie Christel with the National Weather Service in Washington.
With big trees down, we've seen some in the Bellevue area east of Seattle that it almost looked like really big old growth trees came down with this. And those are, you know, some of the more well-established trees here. So to see those come down is quite significant.
Down trees killed at least two people. I'm Haya Penjwani.
A woman told police she was sexually assaulted in 2017 by Pete Hegseth, President-elect Trump's nominee to be defense secretary. That's according to a detailed investigative report made public last night. Hegseth told police at the time the encounter in a California hotel room was consensual and he didn't do anything wrong. The House Ethics Committee is going to meet again on December 5th to reconsider this decision.
House Ethics Committee Republicans voted not to release a report on Matt Gaetz. The former Florida congressman is President-elect Trump's pick for attorney general. He's been investigated for allegations including sexual misconduct.
The AP's Jennifer King reporting. Regulators want a federal judge to break up Google to keep it from continuing to limit competition. The Justice Department wants Google to sell the Chrome web browser. Morgan Wallen won Entertainer of the Year at the Country Music Association Awards last night. Target's been cutting prices, but it's reporting sluggish sales now and slumping profits. This is AP News. The newest Trump product is music-related.
President-elect Donald Trump has a new product to sell. There are Trump Bibles, sneakers, and watches. Now there is a limited edition 45 guitar. There's an electric model with an American flag and eagle on the body and Trump's Make America Great Again slogan on the neck. Both acoustic and electric styles are available for $1,200 and $1,500 respectively. Also available, Presidential and God Bless the USA models and Signature Edition guitars, which also include Trump's signature. Those cost $10,000. What is not clear is the financial relationship between the president-elect and the proceeds from the guitar sales. There were no disclaimers or even the name of the company selling the guitars. I'm Ed Donahue.
Gas is $3.06 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. That's down a couple of cents in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.